Thank you, Mr. Martyr. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Another sign that it's summertime. Margaret Hicks is in studio. I want to call you the download's regular tour guide.
I like that. Does that feel good? It feels good.
Margaret comes in occasionally to talk about her tours at Chicago Elevated. Of course, we've had great conversations about the Pedway tour. We had conversations about the winter tours that you do. But the bread and butter and what you do and what is, I would say, a treat to the citizens of Chicago is the summer walking tours here in Chicago. Margaret, great to see you.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
All right, good.
Yes.
All right, we're on our way.
Half the battle.
That's half the battle. Yeah. All right, so this is the season for you. I mean, the walking tours start, right?
It's so good. You know, winter's so quiet. You're just in the Pedway, and then bam, you're outside with everybody, and it's so awesome.
Okay, so you offer a couple different tours, and what I love about, and I want to get through some of the tours, I mean, they range from the waterways to architecture to hidden stuff, best views, things of that nature. What's your favorite summer tour? If I were someone who wanted to really get to know Chicago in the summer, what's the one that you really, really should take?
Oh, you know, it's so, come on, they're all my favorite. But I think the best sort of summer tour is the disaster tour. And I think that's the best because it's fun for locals and for visitors. And when you get locals on it, it's real fun because you're walking around and they know what's coming up. Like sometimes they know, right? The 1992 flood, you know, they know that's coming. And then a lot of times they have stories about it.
That's great.
Which is really great because then that's way better information than any internet story. People remember some of this stuff. So that's a really good one.
If you do let's stay on that for a second. So when you do the disaster tour, what are the disasters downtown that you have to include?
So, and I am liberal with the meaning of disaster. So it's not just death and destruction. Mm-hmm. I've got all kinds of disasters.
You mean like bad architecture?
Well, that happens to be on there. Architecture happens to be on there. Maybe the letters
this
on a certain
a
building happen to be on
a disaster.
Disaster.
But the flood is one.
The
you
flood
do the
is
Eastland
one.
As well.
Eastland. Like, yeah. Yeah. the Iroquois disaster. That's one of our worst. People don't know about that. Mm-hmm. The worst theater fire in the history of the world was the Iroquois theater fire.
Who doesn't know about that?
People, it's funny because there's no marker. There's nothing that marks it.
Really?
You know, the Eastland, there's a lot over there. We always learn about the fire, you know, Fort Dearborn and the fire on our bridge houses. And there's nothing marking the Eastland. There's no plaque.
No marking of the Iroquois.
The Iroquois. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Because it was on Randolph, right? I mean, where was it?
It was right on Randolph, right where the Oriental Theater is now.
And they don't say, hey, this was the...
Nothing. Nothing. There's a Laredo Taft plaque way stuck in a corner of City Hall. But that's really about it. So I think it's one that maybe people don't know.
Do you find, I mean, you would be the one to know in the city, you know, there's a lot of plaques that are stuck at different places. And when you say the Eastland, they've got that covered. I'm assuming there's a plaque where that happened. Or maybe there's a plaque. I don't know. I doubt there's one for the flood.
No, there's nothing for the flood.
But the idea that there's probably a lot that we don't even pay attention to that you pass by, and there is a plaque, but it's now no one's paying attention to it. It's blocked by something.
Oh, even, you know, one of the great disasters I do is Fort Dearborn, the battle at Fort Dearborn. And that is Captain Billy Wells fighting the Indians on the bridge house right there.
I've always wondered what that is, right? Yeah. Right on Michigan Avenue.
Yes,
right.
That is Billy Wells, who Wells Street is named after. That is that battle, and people don't notice it. They never, and even on the building right across the street, they have the battle at Fort Dearborn in there. So it's really interesting how Chicago marks its disasters and honors them.
Well, you see it a little bit, you know, with the Jeffrey Bear tours and things like that. You'll see where he points out on the bridge, and the bridge will have markings and things that we just take for granted.
Yeah.
But you're like, oh, wow, that's amazing. That's actually saying something about our history. I had to do a project with my son, who's a 9-year-old, on the beginning of Chicago, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was about DuSable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And it was fascinating to me, and I didn't know this, and I'm digress a little bit from the tour stuff, but
Jeez.
Since you're the download's unofficial historian as well. they had a statue. They built a statue for him. And they had him right here in Pioneer Court.
That's
and
right.
When I started doing the research on it with him, I was like, oh, we can go by, come with me to work one day. We'll go see it. We go to where it's supposed to be. It's not there. And I was like, well, where'd it go? And then they're doing construction because there's an Apple store here.
That's right.
And they moved it across
moved
the street.
Him.
They
yeah.
moved him over here to like, now he's in front of the Wrigley building.
Right.
And I was like, well, that's not, you can't just move where
you
the statue's at. I mean, that's this is marking where his house was.
That's
so now
right.
you've like blown my mind. You don't know where his house was.
No, they
I
don't
thought
know.
For a second you knew. And
for
now
sure.
you just change it because the Apple store's coming in.
No.
You've blown my mind.
Yeah, come on. History can change that fast. Well, my favorite one of those is the site of Fort Dearborn plaques, which are on, I think, maybe all four corners here. So, it was, you know, which corner? Just tell us. Give
it's
it
a
up.
Big fort,
which
right?
corner was it?
Yeah. So, okay, that's a disaster tour. And that sounds like fun. Are there other theme tours
it's
that you're
doing? It's fun. It's fun. It's actually more fun than it sounds, too.
I think, I mean, you're not talking about disasters that are happening currently.
Right. No.
It's not you're like, check out this tsunami.
No.
No, this
yeah,
is
we don't
historical
do that.
Stuff.
No, and we end with the Dave Matthews disaster. So that really brings everybody right back up. So it's all okay at the end. I also...
Is there any... There's no marker for that?
There's no... Well, someone put up a poster a couple years ago that said, Dave Matthews Band 2004, Never Forget.
That's
right
hilarious.
On the bridge there, on the Kinsey Street Bridge.
You know, it is funny. People forget that. I mean, it's 15 years now or so, 13 years. But the Dave Matthews Band bus dumped its toilet on the river,
yeah,
which is the weirdest thing you could possibly do.
Yeah.
And there were people underneath it on the boats. And when you look on the Chicago River, if you think now, even 15 years later, the river, there's just nonstop tours and architecture tours and boat tours. I mean, the idea, like, that would be the worst experience. I mean, we laugh about it
whatever.
It
really would be bad.
Like, they should have put that whole band in jail for, like, 3 years. There should have been a three-year moratorium on playing any Dave Matthews in this town. That is the worst thing you could do.
It really was a bad. And to think that it was tourists, you know, it's visitors mostly, and you only have a set number of clothes in your suitcase. You know, the whole thing is just kind of a nightmare.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that on your tour, though.
Yeah.
That's perfect. All right. What else you got tours-wise? That's
okay.
Your,
so the other fun one, especially for locals, I think, is the binoculars tour, where I give you a pair of binoculars that you get to keep. And we put them on like little campers and we walk around and we're looking at ornament on the building. So like the Trib building, for example, mm-hmm. is rich, rich, rich with ornament. And I'm not talking about the pieces of other buildings stuck
right,
in here.
Right, right.
Like you got some creepy animals on this building. So seriously, creepy.
Like gargoyles and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever looked up there?
I mean, I guess I have, but I haven't really looked that closely.
Yeah. Look. Just look, because they are creepy. You've got bees on your building right out front here. You've got all kinds of stuff on this building. The Aesop's Fables screen over the door.
Yeah.
Come on, this is beautiful stuff. So we're looking at things that you normally don't look at. And we put on our binoculars.
Do you
and
get a lot of know-it-alls on your tour? Like people who are like, hey, let me tell you where that bee came from. This is why I'm on the tour. I'm going to tell you what's going on.
That definitely happens. And you yes and that. We take our improv training and we yes and that and let people tell us their stories to a degree, because sometimes that does actually lead to something maybe I don't know.
Well, and you have to be open. I mean, that's great as
for
a
sure.
tour guide to be open-minded
we
to say
to.
Someone comes in with a good fact that could actually make the tour better.
That's right. And original, and then they feel good and I feel good and everybody learns something. So that does happen, but not as often as you might think.
Hmm. Okay. Margaret Hicks, Chicago Elevated, chicagoelevated.com. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
The summer tours here in the Chicago area kicking off now. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the tours and also talk about some of the overlooked stuff that people miss in the downtown area of Chicago. Margaret Hicks in studio. Stay with us. Good call. Zim's on fire tonight. This is what happens when you get a 12-hour day in, Pete, right? I will say this about the Dave Matthews song. That song was on a certain modern rock radio station not too long ago when I was driving in. And I tried to tape myself singing it, like with the bass line and everything, so for karaoke, for Cochran's show. So I was like, because they do the karaoke, and I was like, this would be great. It's like, because I had, I mean, there's a jam part where it's like, boom. doom, 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 doom. I wasn't singing. I was just doing that. Doom, 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 doom. And I just couldn't get it to work. Like, it didn't work out.
But it's working in here, though. I'll tell you why. You're on fire.
But it's working now in the karaoke after dark, right? It's a different.
Real good.
It's real good. Mm-hmm. Margaret Hickson Studio. Of course, the woman behind Chicago Elevated, the walking tours here in Chicago. The summer tours are just about to get underway. I call you our regular tour guide. The Downloads tour guide is in studio. So we talked about the disaster tour. You also talked about
binoculars.
So let's talk about the other tours. The one, and we talked about this the last time you were in, and you just can't get people to bite on this one. Even though you'd like love it. You double down on the early morning tour.
I do. I'm calling it, you want to hear what I'm calling it now? The niche I want to scratch. Yeah. No one will come. It's at 7 o'clock in the morning.
On a Saturday, what?
A Sunday. Just Sunday. It's at 7 o'clock on a Sunday. Come on it, though, because whenever anybody comes, they don't want to come. They don't want to come on it. And then they come on it, and it's awesome.
Well, they just don't because of time.
Well, yes, of course, it's because of the
time.
That's
it, 100%.
But I know that there are early risers up there. I know that people want to do something. I know that they want to see the bean with nobody else there. And that's what we do. We go to the parks. We walk through Maggie Daly Park. We go to the lake. And no one will come. And I want people to come because
and there is
it's
something,
lovely.
There, the serenity, the peace, that part of the landscape, and it changes the way you see the lake. It changes the way you see the parks and all the things that in just 7-8 hours, even Michigan Avenue, are extremely crowded.
Right. And then it's 8:30 and you're all done, you know, and you've taken this walk and you have your tea and you go get breakfast and you've already done this right. Really great thing and seen the city in a really different and beautiful way. Do it. Do it. Just come on it. Just come on it.
I'll do it.
All right. Come on. You come on it.
You'd be really good at the pledge drives.
Just come on.
I think that's interesting. I mean, what are some of the things that you said Millennium Park?
So we start at the Fairmont, and then we walk over. We look at the Aeon building really close up, and there's a sound sculpture over there in the Aeon Plaza that no one ever notices. And then we go to the parks. We go to Millennium Park and Maggie Daly. We walk to the lake, and then we do the Richard Nichols story at the Stock Exchange Arch. It's this really great little, perfect little tour. And then you're ready to go about your day.
Do you have all these are all listed on your website and people can sign up? Is that how they usually will?
Yeah.
You'll get people to come on the tour?
Yeah, you can just buy tickets and look at the calendar and see what day and all that kind of
ChicagoElevated.com.
Right.
Okay. What's the other one? And the last one is the Chicago Mix. And this is what brings in my favorite part of it, the Pedway.
Yeah, the Pedway. I just, you know, it's kind of my most popular tour, I think, even in the summer. So I wanted something that got people outside, even if they wanted to see the Pedway.
Pedway, of course, everyone knows is the underground tunnel sort of, I don't even say tunnels, but the underground walkways that connect a lot of downtown Chicago.
That's right. And the fun thing about this one is we take the Pedway, the super secret way to Millennium Park. And I've had people tell me over and over and over, you cannot take the Pedway to Millennium Park. Yes, you can. And if you come on the Chicago Mix Tour, I'll show you. So we do an hour in the Pedway and then we do an hour outside.
We last time we spoke, if I'm not mistaken, is when you lived in the Pedway for a couple
That's
of days.
Right.
So you did a week.
That's right.
You lived down in the Pedway.
That's how I found the super secret way.
And that's good because right after that, I feel like it was February, March. It was a weekend day. And I was like, I was down in that area. And I'm like, let's try it.
Yeah.
And I took a left. I took a right. I took a stairwell. And I was up. And I was like, that was not, I went the wrong way.
I was
already out. I was in the Pedway for 5 seconds. And I'm like, well, I made a huge mistake.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was not, yeah. So I need a tour guide because I did not do it right.
Yeah, maybe you could come on an early morning tour and then come on the Pedway tour. Yeah,
Just get it all done.
Yeah.
And so the second part, when you do the stuff outside, it's mostly general stuff after you do the Pedway?
Then it's more park stuff too. Yeah, more Maggie Daly Park, more Bean.
Do you find yourself doing a lot of, hey, let's take a look at this building, let's go in the lobby or you know, like sort of this concept of working with the architecture, not just the green space, but the architecture of downtown?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's the best part. And I think sometimes guests to our city are not sure what buildings they can go into. They're not sure if that's really a thing that they can do. So it's really fun to do that. And yet, that happens a lot on private tour. I do a lot of private tours too. And that's really fun because then I, you know, Palmer House and the Marquette Building and the Cultural Center. And I incorporate all these buildings. I mean, we go to Marshall Fields on the disaster tour. We start at the Cultural Center. So on a lot of these tours, we're mixing in using the buildings as a staging area for whatever we're talking about.
Well, I just had Adasha Townsend in, and she was talking about rooftop bars. And right before the segment started, you're like, well, I can give your listeners places to go that aren't the sort of, you know, snazzy. Snazzy is not there. Is that a word? Snazzy?
It's definitely a word.
Snazzy.
Snazzy.
The snazzy, the non-snazzy rooftop experience. But just the idea, I mean, if you're interested in having a drink and seeing the skyline or seeing a great part of the architecture of Chicago, you've got a secret place.
I do have a secret place.
And you're willing to give it to us.
I am. Tonight, here, for everybody.
Do we have any world premiere music? Like we hit like a dun 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 dun, like the old CBS. No? No, it's all right. All right, what do you got?
I think I did it, you know?
I did it right there.
My secret place is at the Holiday Inn next to the Merchandise Mart.
Well, sometimes, is that still?
Used to be,
Is it
right?
Used to be?
Is
sometimes
it
still
in there?
Yeah.
It's still in
the
there.
The old apparel center.
Mart.
Yeah, apparel center, right.
Right. So
there's a Holiday Inn in there.
There's a Holiday Inn in there. And then up, I'm not sure which floor it's on, but they have a bar in the Holiday Inn. And I wouldn't call it snazzy. But it has a view, a killer view, because you're right at the bend in the river. You're right at the Y.
It's these really
just huge, great big windows. And it's this really spectacular view. You kind of can't beat it. And it's my little secret place because it's not necessarily a crowded place. It's a nice place where you can go and relax and look at a great view.
Let's do it.
Bing. Right now.
Saturday night, 10 o'clock. That's where we're going. See, we don't need these fancy, snazzy rooftop bars.
We don't need
snazzy
rooftops.
That's right. We got the old Holiday Inn. It always comes through.
Yep.
Margaret Hicks is going to stick around, which I'm so excited. ChicagoElevated.com if you want to sign up or go on one of Margaret's tours this summer. But she's going to stick around and play Never Have I Ever tonight.
Yes.
Which I'm so excited because we've been doing this for a couple weeks and we've had such great feedback from the listeners. And we give away prizes to the people with the best I've never done. Like I say, I've never gone golfing, right? I've never gone scuba diving. I've never snorkeled. I don't think I've played since maybe high school, like the beginning of high school, never played soccer.
No, I don't think I've ever played soccer.
Like in your life?
No, I don't recall. I don't recall soccer.
Well, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to play Never Have I Ever. Coming up after the break, the best Never Have I Evers are going to get some prizes. Margaret's going to stick around. We'll have some fun. So stay with us.